Well, Mike Malevsky here in the studio, and it's my great pleasure to welcome one of the five candidates for the two seats open on the Palmer City Council this year, Pete LaFrance. Welcome, Pete.
Thanks so much, Mike. It's great to be here.
So what we're going to do is cover some areas of general interest, ask you a few questions, and you'll have an opportunity if somehow we have missed something that you'd like to say, you'll have a chance to say that as well. So we'd start out with what seems to be often a common question. What caused you to go through the process of getting the signatures necessary, turning them in, and deciding to run for a seat on the city council?
I think that's a great question, because most people ask that question from the perspective of, why would you put yourself through that? Why would you go to seemingly on the surface boring meetings every 2 weeks,
right,
and deal with the minutia of city government? And
right.
Yeah, what makes a person is, I grew up in Palmer, and I love this place. And if I can give back to my community, if I can help make this town even more livable and walkable and family friendly and just a great place to be, then I'm going to do it. And I see city council as an absolutely wonderful way to impact your city positively and really give back. And I think that's the root of it for me.
Okay. So from that, I'll take that you believe that the city council can do those things.
I absolutely think it must do those things.
Okay.
To function properly.
So that leads us to an interesting question that has come up over time. Once a charter created this particular form of city government that we have in Palmer, it has remained pretty much in place. There have been a few changes over time, but not really significant. But recently there's been some discussion about perhaps there should be some change. And the change generally on the structure of this government has to do with something that wherever you are and whatever city you happen to be in seems to continually come up. And it's the relationship between perhaps what we would call the elected official, typically the mayor, and those people who are managing the city's affairs. Very often it's the city manager. In the city of Palmer, as you know, we have a city manager who's hired full-time, and we have what might be called a part-time mayor, in the sense that the mayor, in this particular case, is a member of the city council and has some other duties, but is not paid on a full-time basis, nor is responsible totally for the day-to-day running of the city. How do you view that present structure, and would you say there are some changes that you would like to see, or what?
I think it's a really important and fundamental question, and I think there are definitely some advantages to having a strong mayor, in the sense that, you know, they are really speaking for Palmer. Currently, our mayor, as you noted, is part of the city council, and I think there's slightly less gravitas potentially when you go in front of other bodies or at the state level, and you're really pushing for Palmer's agenda. So I can definitely see an argument being made that, you know, we need stronger leadership in this town. However, I think the current city council or the current structure of the city council is a wonderful example of small town democracy. My greatest issue, I think, isn't so much the structures, even though those are important. And I think when I'm a city council person, I'll be able to speak to this even more in depth, because I'll have a more intimate understanding of those nuances that could be adjusted to make city government run more effectively. However, I think for me, these municipal elections, we've got to do a better job engaging the public. I mean, Palmer is a small town. These are essential issues to Palmer, and voter turnout for municipal elections historically has been very, very low. In my mind, that's kind of the crux of this issue, because if we can engage our citizens, we can start a dialogue and the citizens understand that what they say to city council members is important and is reflected in the governance of the city. I think we'll have a more properly and appropriately functioning city.
So I'm guessing you have voted before, and you have observed elections and looked over the numbers of people that do vote. Are there specific ideas or things that you would support that would, in your estimation, increase participation in elections?
Yeah, absolutely. I think having community forums on that deal with specific issues, and I know there have been some that have been done in the past in Palmer. I think, you know, and it's hard, and I'm not sitting here saying it's easy, but I think the city council is the public face of Palmer. And, you know, the advantage of a strong mayor is that they are the public face of Palmer. And at times it can be easier to engage the public if you have a public face that you're engaging with. But I think the city council needs to get out there. When I've been knocking on doors, and even amongst people who are well-educated, they don't really know much about their city council people. They don't really know who they are, who's representing them. And I think that disconnect is slightly troubling. And I think, you know, your question, how do you engage people? That is the question of the millennia. But I think it starts with honest and genuine public meetings where people know that they're being listened to. And it continues with city council that's very approachable and very open to hearing the ideas of the public.
Okay. There are many things that the city council deals with. All kinds of decisions are made, applying funds to certain places, encouraging development of one sort or another, even passing zoning laws, for example. Are there particular areas of government that you are particularly interested in improving?
One thing that I've been hearing a lot about is walkability in Palmer. I mean, we have an incredibly walkable city as it stands, but there's some sidewalks, and this is part of what attracted me to city council in the first place. These seemingly mundane, boring, I mean, a lot of this is fundamentally boring issues that really have an impact on the day-to-day lives of people. And I mean, we've got a growing senior population in Palmer with the senior center. I think ensuring that the access to our businesses in Palmer is open via transportation for all of our residents, so we can get to where we need to be, is important. I think that starts with the sidewalks. It continues with bike paths and trails. And I mean, that's an issue, as I said. It's pretty boring, but it's, I think, fundamental to who we are as a city.
Okay. Have you attended recent city council meetings?
I haven't, actually. I listen on your website, though.
Okay. Is there anything that we have not touched upon that you want to convey to listeners about your reasons for running and, or for that matter, who you are?
To speak a little bit more about myself, you know, as I noted, I was born and raised here, and I remember in high school I got a job on the Vanderbilt farm, hoeing, harvesting, and that is tough work. And you know, I'd like to acknowledge the importance of farming to our identity as a town, and even more than that, to our economy. And you know, that really instilled in me an understanding of how difficult farming is. And work ethic. And so when I went off to college, I mean, it did seem easy. And later on, I became a teacher. I'm a high school biology teacher by trade. And I've also have a school administrator certificate, and I've worked in IT management in schools. And most recently, I'm teaching a video production class at Mirror Lake Middle School and managing the IT at that school. So I think I bring a diverse skill set. And I think what's most fundamental in my work history and personal history that I bring to this position that's important is an ability to work with anyone. I'm not an ideologue. I don't place ideas above people. And I really mean it when I say that I will work for what is best for Palmer. I'm disgusted by micropolitics and politics, backroom dealings, all that jazz. And I really want to position our town to be strong and to be vibrant, especially as we go into these uncertain economic times.
Okay. Well, Mike Malevsky here with Pete LaFrance, who is one of the five people running for the two seats on the Palmer City Council in 2015. The election is on October 6th. And actually, voting has begun. Early voting has begun, so it's possible to vote. And we're happy that you were willing to come in and talk a little bit. Any last comment to listeners?
I'd just like to thank you. I think part of the things that make this city great are nonprofits that are filling needs across the city, building trails, planting gardens, providing this wonderful service. And along with our small businesses, we've got so much going for this community. And we can make it better, though.
Okay. Thank you, Pete.
Thank you.